This is 90.7 News. I'm Crystal Chavez. The Florida House today passed a $76 billion budget, and notably, the state chamber's budget did not expand Medicaid. Health care was hotly debated today in the state's capital, and here to make sense of it all is 90.7's health reporter, Abe Abaraya. Hello.
Glad to be here.
Now, the expansion of Medicaid has been complicated by another issue. The federal government is ending a $2.2 billion health care fund for the uninsured in Florida. What's the relationship between that fund and Medicaid?
Yeah, this is a very complex issue, so I'll try to be gentle for everyone's sake. The basic issue in Florida, Medicaid is almost exclusively for the disabled, the elderly, and pregnant women and children. So Florida has one of the highest uninsured rates in the country. And when those uninsured people come into the hospital, someone has to cover those costs.
Now, Abe, isn't that what the low-income pool is for?
That's correct. The low-income pool, it's this $2.2 billion fund distributed mostly to hospitals to help cover the cost of someone coming into the ER without insurance. It's been around since 2005. The federal government has envisioned a solution to this problem that you may have heard of. It's called Obamacare. There's $51 billion over the next 10 years that's ready to be pumped into Florida if the state were to expand Medicaid above the poverty line.
But the U.S. Supreme Court made the Medicaid expansion optional, not mandatory, in its landmark review.
Exactly. And since then, Florida has basically told the federal government to go pound sand. We're not expanding Medicaid. We don't want your Medicaid money, but please don't take away our low-income pool dollars, because that would be a disaster. So as Senator Bill Nelson said when he was in Tallahassee lobbying for the expansion, it's the reckoning time. The federal government does not want to pay for indigent care twice.
The low-income pool expires June 30th, but that's not something new, right?
That's correct, Crystal. In fact, when the federal government gave Florida an extension last year, they made it clear it would expire this year. Now, many thought they would be able to negotiate an extension, but this week the federal government has walked away from those talks.
So why do House Republicans not want to expand Medicaid?
Well, there was a lot of talk about how Medicaid is a broken system and how the federal government isn't flexible enough to address Florida's unique population. Here's Republican Representative Neil Cumby.
For us to stand in here and say we've got to expand Medicaid, it's the right thing to do. President Obama just a few years ago said it's a broken system that doesn't work. I can't think of anything that's happened since then.
How does the Senate budget tackle health care?
Well, here's what Orlando Senate President Andy Gardner told Miami Public Radio.
Nobody can ever say the Senate didn't offer up solutions. Nobody could ever say we weren't prepared to go to the table and negotiate a modified LIP model or negotiate a free market approach to Medicaid expansion.
And there's a lot of semantics here. No one wants to say they're expanding Medicaid. Instead, the plan is to pull down the money for Medicaid and give that to Floridians to buy private health insurance. It would have premiums, copays, work requirements, things that Medicaid typically doesn't have. And it's a model that the federal government has allowed in other states.
Well, that sounds very similar to how Obamacare works. Interesting.
That's right. There's a little bit of irony there. There's less than a month left in the session, so we'll be watching these negotiations between the House and the Senate, which will begin in mid-April. There's a lot at stake here. If health care isn't dealt with, it could raise the rates for health insurance statewide. And keep in mind, an earlier study found that as many as 2,200 Floridians die each year because the state hasn't expanded Medicaid.
90.7's health reporter, Abe Abaraya.
Thank you.
This is 90.7 News. I'm Crystal Chavez.